I know the news is often no laughing matter, but what if a government official told you not to laugh? That's what Turkey's deputy prime minister did. He specifically told Turkish women not to laugh in public. I'm not kidding. And you know how many women and many men in Turkey reacted? Yeah, that's right. Makes me want to laugh with them. There you go. Dalia Mortada is our reporter in Turkey, and she explained to me where all this is coming from.
It was part of an hour and a half long speech by the deputy prime minister, Bülent Arınç, as you mentioned, but basically addressing the lack of morality in society. And that line in particular sparked so much outrage because it was something so basic that he pointed to indicate immorality, laughing in public as a woman. He basically said, invited unwanted attention, invited unchaste behavior. And in this speech, I mean, he covered everything from overconsumption to using your cell phones too much as opposed to meeting in person, to men being unfaithful to their wives and being womanizers. It wasn't just this one line, but people were just sort of really outraged by it because it's just such a small thing to point out when there are so many other issues to look at.
So how many people are outraged in Turkey?
Usually the people that are outraged by this sort of thing and that would be bothered by this sort of thing are the people that aren't happy with the socially conservative, religiously conservative, and politically conservative AKP, who are the people that are in power in Turkey, the government. And so it's a sizable amount of the population. About 50% of the population doesn't like the current government. And when you start pointing at things as basic as laughing, it really is going to spark sort of at least a social media backlash, if nothing else.
Right. And that social media backlash has happened. It's not the first time a sarcastic, humorous campaign has been launched on social media in Turkey, right?
Not at all, actually. This sort of campaign of these women laughing, taking selfies of them laughing, which looks kind of funny because, you know, it's just them obviously mocking what they heard. But a few months ago, there was a media campaign of women taking photos of men's legs sort of sprawled out on public transportation, totally not minding, you know, the lines of the seat. And sprawled across the photos are "mind your legs" is what they said. And sort of, you know, this sort of sense of sarcastic humor, but basically like, watch your space, you know.
Yeah.
I'm here too.
Now, Twitter is one of these social media platforms that's been really huge in Turkey, really popular. It's also been banned by the Turkish government several times. But I guess with this situation, it doesn't seem to inhibit people from using it, even with the risk that it might temporarily disappear.
Right. I think the government saw that the Twitter ban, at least the most recent one, didn't work. People were still on it. It was very easy to bypass. And the people that support them, you know, if they're told not to use the social media, they'll probably follow what their leaders say. It's definitely a way that Turks use to sort of get out information and have their voices heard. And you're right, it's very popular in Turkey. Apparently, Turkey has the highest Twitter penetration rate in the world. 30%, over 30% of internet users actually use Twitter.
Wow.
Which is higher than even in the United States.
So how have Deputy Prime Minister Arınç and the government responded to this really vigorous online protest? Men and women basically saying, your statement in that speech is ridiculous.
Right. So Arınç actually came out today and gave another speech, basically pointing to the fact that he said that, you know, this is being taken out of context. I didn't intend to be sexist because it's an issue of a lot of women being upset and a lot of people being upset on the behalf of women for being pointed at, their laughter being sort of offensive to him. But he also told, you know, he also said something along the lines of, to those who are drawing international media attention to this, to what I said, why don't you ask that international media why they're not covering Israel and Gaza properly? Mm. So he tried to sort of deflect attention from this whole situation inside Turkey.
And
the government itself isn't saying much.
Yeah. Do you think it's just going to kind of peter out and people continue, women will continue to laugh?
I do believe that women will continue to laugh. Turkish society and culture definitely lends itself to that.
Dalia Mortada in Istanbul, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Marco.